720 WGN, you know Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. You've heard him on this show before, and I don't know what publication it was this week, but they said you brought home the bacon. You brought home the bacon, which I kind of liked. I got a kick out of that. But there was a lot of check writing over the past couple weeks, and I want to applaud you for helping out Habitat for Humanity because they do such a great job.
They really do. And this was a thank you so much, Lisa, for bringing attention to this. I was able to secure almost $1 million in funding for Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley to build 13 homes in a new community out in the Carpentersville area. So I'm really, really excited about what's going to happen out there. And as you know, a lot of people are facing a little bit of a housing crisis, and to be able to help in some meaningful way to get people into homes is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. There was also some collaboration you did with Rosemont, $1 million there, and people were pointing out like how conservative that district is and how they all voted for Trump and what's Raja doing there passing out money, and tell everyone about that.
Well, Rosemont happens to be in my district. And as you know, it's a very fast-growing area of Chicagoland. I think it's a place where a lot of people come to eat and, experience
it's
the
fun.
Amenities
it's
of
fun.
The area. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so anyway, they're having some growing pains associated with their sewer system. And so we were able to secure some funding to help them with their upgrades to the sewer system as they're growing. As you know, problems with sewers should always be kept out of sight and out of mind. And so that's what we're trying to do out there.
Yeah, I know you did that in Rolling Meadows as well, right? Around one of the elementary schools.
That's right. They had a lot of flooding around one of the elementary schools. And so, you know, parents were having a hard time even picking up their kids whenever there were storms. And so, again, we were able to secure funding in partnership with others, and so I'm really looking forward to them solving their flooding problems out in Rolling Meadows.
Okay, about the debate tomorrow night, of course, News Nation covering it, we're carrying it on WGN. Do you think this is going to be of any benefit to your guy, President Biden?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think that, in the debates that he participated in last time, he did very well. I think that he's going to come across as, I think, what I call a State of the Union self, spirited, focused, serious, and on point. And I think that's going to make a big difference.
And for every ounce of effort he puts into that, former President Donald Trump is going to try and get him off track.
Well, I hope they're practicing that during the debate preparation. I'm sure they are. You know, somebody heckling him, somebody, talking over him,
right?
Saying things that are rather inappropriate. I hope that they're practicing, and I expect that they are, and I think he'll be ready. But I think everyone's going to have a chance to see Donald Trump as well. And I think, well, let's see what happens. But I think it's going to be one of the most watched televised debates, maybe in history. I'm not really sure. It's going to be quite staggering of an audience.
Congressman, I don't get that. Everyone keeps saying that, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of enthusiasm here for this election. It's very early in the election cycle. What makes everyone think so many people are going to tune in tomorrow?
Because they want to see. I mean, we are so conditioned at this point to watch reality TV. We want to know. We want to see unscripted moments. I think that this is going to be one of those moments that are unscripted, to say the least. And also, I think people want to see, okay, is Joe Biden what they see in the memes? What's Donald Trump going to say? I think there's a lot of drama in that.
I really think some people just watch it for the entertainment aspect because it is unscripted. And you're right, we are conditioned to reality TV these days. And, it's really not, you don't do a debate to win. You just got to hope you don't lose.
I think that what's really interesting is, as you know, I think a lot of people are going to watch it on social media probably also over the next couple days. I think that There are going to be moments where, you know, one side or the other feels like they, you know, have something to work with, and that's also going to get amplified, right, on social media. And so we're just going to see a lot of this debate, not only in real time, but probably over the next several days on YouTube and on other platforms. And so I think that's what I think the Biden campaign is probably planning for in their debate preparation as well. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Okay, let's go to the Intelligence Committee, Congressman.
Around the world in 10 minutes.
You know, I like to get you to say something you're not supposed to, but, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, this feud, this public feud with Biden is something. And then there's this Israeli Supreme Court ruling that the ultra-Orthodox Jewish men will have to be subject to the draft or if compulsory service, as all other Israeli men are. And they're saying that could threaten Netanyahu's government. Is his government at risk?
Sure. Yeah, I think that some of those ultra-Orthodox parties are part of his rightward coalition. And so they very much don't want their people to be conscripted. And so for conscription to happen and for their people to be basically drafted into the armed forces, you know, might really divide the government, in which case it might fall.
Here's my question. Doping by Chinese athletes. Is this gonna dominate the Olympics again?
You know, I don't know if it's gonna dominate the Olympics, but it's such a problem. What we found out is that 11 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for banned substances in the past. And yet the World Anti-Doping Authority did not disclose them. And then secondly, are allowing them to continue to compete. It doesn't make any sense. And when they're pressed as to why these swimmers should be allowed to compete, they say, oh, their tests were contaminated with these banned substances or something like that, which is so hard to believe. And I think that Michael Phelps, who came to Capitol Hill and testified in another committee recently, said it best, which is that, you know, you're basically going to ruin the sport when you start to allow for this type of widespread doping to infect the results and infect the sport. I think that it really it goes against everything that the Olympic spirit stands for.
Absolutely. Do you really believe the mayor of Paris is going to jump in the river and prove that it's all clean and good?
I heard a lot about that. I heard a lot about that. I don't know if it's going to happen, but man, that's going to be quite an experience.
Yeah, we'll certainly see it on YouTube if it happens. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Have a good summer. That is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy from the 8th District. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.